Amen. Acts chapter number 4. Let's stand for the reading of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, we're going to drop down to verse number 5 here this morning. Amen. Everybody there say amen. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, or by what name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Wasn't that a good testimony for us? If the Holy Ghost would have it written down that we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined for the good deed done unto this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, being known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Nothing against it. Verse 7, "And when they had set them in the midst, they asked." They asked. "By what power or by what name have you done this?" I like to preach this morning for a little while on they used to ask us questions. Amen. They used to ask us questions. Now, I'm not generally long-winded, so you ain't got nothing to worry about. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we find here in the book of Acts, chapter number 4, that the church was indeed on the move. Amen. We used to sing, "Like a mighty army moves the church of God." Amen. The living people of the Lord. Already this infant church, barely standing on its feet, had already began to make inroads into the world. Amen. They had already began to challenge the dead religion of Judaism. They had already begun, amen, to challenge the pagan world of heathenism. They had already began to stand against the intellectual world of the Greek and the iron fist of Rome. Amen. It wasn't for this church, amen, that was first birthed in the upper room, amen, freshly endued with power, amen, from on high. Amen. Once they came down out of that upper room, immediately men began to ask questions. Amen. When they came down from that upper room and the power of God was upon them and they came down the steps of that place, amen, when the world looked upon them, the Bible said it was noise abroad, amen, that something had happened in that upper room. Amen, the power of God had visited those people. And people came with inquiring minds, amen, in a curious way to find out exactly, amen, what God was doing. Amen, when the Holy Ghost filled church, amen, spilled out into the streets, amen, people began to say, "What meaneth this?" Amen, the first question, Peter, full of the Holy Ghost and the boldness of God, amen, stood up and he said, amen, "This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh." Come on, church, raise your hands and worship God. By the time that Peter got through preaching, amen, they were asking another question. Amen. "What must we do to be saved?" Amen. And Peter explained to them, amen, what the Lord required of them, and 3,000, amen, souls got saved. Amen. Now in this inquiry, because there was an impotent man that was healed up at the gate called Beautiful. Amen. He was a beautiful gate and a pitiful sight. Amen. But God healed that man, and they began to be jealous. Amen. The church world that was dead began to be stirred. Amen. And they asked him, amen, they said, "By what name and by what power, amen, have you done this?" Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, friend. I love the holiest people. Amen. I was not raised holiness. Amen. I wasn't. I went to a Baptist church part of my life. Amen. Lived a heathen life, ungodly life. Amen. But I want to tell you something, friend. Amen. My very first brush amen, with the holiest people. Was the believing of all places a funeral. And while I was in that funeral, amen, they were burying my grandfather. Amen, and there I was, amen, a druggie, a drunk, amen, a lost man. And as I sat there, those saints of God began to sing, and those saints of God began to worship, and those saints of God began to feel God. And I didn't know anything about it, Brother Glenn Meekum. I had no idea what it was, but I knew one thing. Whatever they had, I wanted it. Come on now. Amen, lost in my sin. Amen, I wanted what they had. Amen, it meant something to me. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I saw dear old saints of God, amen, standing there with songbooks in their hands, one arm raised to God, speaking in tongues, tossing a songbook in the air, catching it every time. And they were singing that song, I have a hope that's steadfast and sure. I have an anchor that will endure. And I'm sitting there a lost man. And I'm thinking to myself, this ain't death. Amen, this is victory. And it started making me ask questions. Dear God, what is this? It is real. It has life. It has power. Amen, God, I want it. Amen. I found my way in the Holy Church, sitting there, and then me and my wife, I tell you, I had cigarettes on the car dash, I had booze in the cabinet, and I had drugs in my veins. Hallelujah. But I came to that revival. That dear holiness brother told me, he said, Sonny, when you get to church, you're going to feel God. Come on now. And I'm telling you, amen, I'm going to tell you how the Holy Ghost works. Amen, while God was working on me at work, He was working on my precious wife at home at the same time. I said, honey, we're going to church. She said, we're going to church? I said, we're going to church. Amen, we got ready to go. I mean, everything that could happen, happened. I'm trying to hurry here, amen. But then when I got in the church, amen, I saw somebody run. What's that? I saw somebody dance. What's that? I saw somebody singing, and they go out. I said, what's that? Come on now. And in my vernacular of the world, I said, man, I don't know what this is, but this is rowdy, and I like it. Come on now. Amen. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to call it. Amen. I saw them little old 60-year-old ladies, amen, get down there now and dance around. Amen. Folks shout and praise the Lord. And brother, when they all prayed together. When they all sang, they're like they loved what they were doing. Come on, help me here. Amen. When they began to worship God, amen, they looked like they loved Him. Oh. And it started making me ask questions. What is that? What's that? Come on. How come they're running? How come they're shouting? Come on. I had a friend. Amen. They got out of church many years ago. He got back in. Been out about 13 years or so. You know what he told me? He said, Brother Sonny, he said, in 13 years, I came back and never realized the church was so quiet. Come on now. Come on. Amen. I want to ask you a question here this morning. Amen. Are they asking us any more questions? Any question sinners? Any question worldly people? Any question, pagan people? Have you got any questions for us? Or have we come to the place that we are familiar and we are ordinary and we are dead and we are quiet? I'm telling you something, brother. The phenomenon of the early church is it made the world ask a question. Amen. Come on, they said, by what power? Amen. By what name? Amen. Have you done this? Lift your hands and praise the Lord, everybody. By what power? You know why this burns in my heart? Because you are the people who prayed me through. You are the people. Come on. Shandoko Shatamaha. You are the people who laid hands on me. And may I say the dirty word of Pentecost, help me get sanctified. Come on now. Amen. You are the people. Amen, that laid your hands on an old drunk and a drug addict and bring me to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, may I tell you, brother, amen, we need to be stirred in these last days. Amen, that That's why you're precious to me. You know what I want? Shall we all just admit the way that it really is? Brother Sam, still in here? You still here? Brother Sam, where you at? He's in here. Raise your hand, son. Let me get up here where you can see me. I'd like to apologize to you, brother, that we don't have everything we ought to have, or you'd have been healed. Come on, Brother Preston. God bless you, brother. Because I'm going to tell you something, neighbor. Amen. There's never a lack in that direction. Amen. There's never a lack in God. Amen. But we folks that come from the chicken shacks and ice houses and lived on the other side of the tracks, amen, brother, when we didn't have fine churches and fine pastors, God, thank God for all that, and I praise the Lord for it. Amen. But never let us have anything at the cost of the power. Amen. You know what the world says? By what power? Amen. You know what they're saying? We saw power. We saw God do something. Amen. God did some of them people right there. Oh, brother, I tell you, praise God. I'd rather live on the other side of tracks and have the Holy Ghost of God. I'd rather live in a poor house and have the Spirit of the Lord. When we go in a minute, we're sitting on our pews. The hair's right. The dress is right. And thank God for every bit. Amen. Sat back and watched the church world pull her in a little bit of time. After a while, we're going to look worse than Tammy Faye. Come on. Got enough paint to paint a battleship, enough powder to blow it up. But that's the way my wife came into the church. But she ain't like that now. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. We got our standards right, and thank God for it. I believe in a standard. Hallelujah. There ain't a business in this world, not Ford, not Chevrolet, not Walmart, not anybody. Amen. They were advertised in the paper. We've lowered our standards so we can get a bigger crowd. Do they? Does business say that we lowered our standards for the sake of more people? No, brother, they do not. Amen. In that, the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. Amen. Because we got to realize we can't lower the standard just to get them in. But you know what makes 3,000 get saved? You know what makes 5,000 get saved? They've got some questions. Amen. What is the power? And what is the name? Man, you go preaching somewhere sometimes. Let's just go on in a minute, shall we? We got to stand right. Thank God for it. But you know what? We're sitting here in our pews, and we just don't feel real anymore. Come on now. Dear God, give us some people, amen, to say, get me out of this pew. Shake me out of this place of coldness. Move me out of this indifference. And Lord, let me run a few laps around the church and say, God, I want to be real. Amen. I don't want to be religious. I want to be real. They put them in there for a notable miracle taking place, and they could not deny it. When their old junkie friends come around, and they're different. Down home, we had a sister named Sister Ham. She got in the Holy Church, got saved. But I'm going to tell you what, she was a Jezebel, capital J. She went to a certain bank. She got saved, sanctified, cleaned up. And then went to the bank, went to cash her check. They looked at her. Come over here. This says that this is Miss Ham. Come on. And she said, it's me. It's me. It is me. Amen. You need to see some more ID. It is me. Amen, brother. She looked so different. But when she walked out the door, you know what the world was doing? Asking questions. Amen. Something's wrong. Somebody's different. Amen. They don't look the
the same way they did. They'll walk the same way they did. They'll talk the same way they did. But they got a smile on their face. Boy, that God set them up and set them high up. And they'll get into your hands and worship God and give God the glory in the house of the Lord.
By what power? By what power have you done this? Thank God for good musicians. Thank God for great preachers. But preachers, we're only a voice. That's all we are. It's not little me and big you or big me and little you. We're nothing but a voice. But what we need is the power of God. Amen. To come on our souls. Come on. Oh, brother. Oh, great God. When a heroin addict walks down the aisle of your church, I'm just preaching a recap of everything everybody's preached. Amen. I got this message when I first got here, the first night I got here. For anybody heard anybody preach? I said, Lord, I'm a Deuteronomy tonight. I'm a recap. Come on now. Amen. But what can we do, brother? Amen. When the world out there and the sinners out there start hearing that there's power in that place over there. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You can't see it. Amen. But you can feel it. Amen. You can't see it. Amen. But you can see the evidence of it. Amen. Brother, let me tell you what drew them in. What brought them in? It wasn't our pretty singing. It wasn't our oratory preaching. Come on now, it wasn't our great musicians. It was the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Watch the drug addict stagger down the aisle of the church. Roll their sleeves. Show you them needle tracks and say, you got any power for this? Come on. Watch the truck walk in, smelling like booze and his eyes bloodshot. Walk up to us and say, have you got any power for this? Watch a woman or a man fall down that altar and say, she's gone, preacher. She's gone, preacher. Have we got any power for this? Come on now. Amen. My son and daughter's left home. God has certain conviction. Amen. Is there anything left? Amen. Wouldn't it be great if we can get back to the place with a resounding yes from the lips of the righteous and say there is a power. It ain't the power of the Refuge Trinity Holy Church where I'm at or the Martinsville Word of Truth. Amen. Or any other Gastonia. Amen. Church of God or any other. Amen. But we can tell them yes. Amen. There's a power. It's not this building. It ain't this preacher. Amen. It ain't our choir. Amen. It is the power of God. It is able to set you free from anything in this world. So I got to condense here. Amen. You see, we're kind of in the stage now. I'm going to lose some folks here, I promise. We're really good at telling what a sorry-eyed husband they had. And a flirty, no good wife. And how sorry the children were. It ain't no wonder they backslid. We're real good at that, ain't we? We're real good about talking about how they put it back on when they took it off. We're real good at all that. We can tell you everything they're doing wrong. But can I tell you something, friends? Kind of like this illustration. Over in France, there was a beautiful valley. And it was so beautiful that people got so carried away looking at it, they'd fall off the edge. Boom. They'd get killed. Some of them survived. So the town decided to have a meeting. What can we do to prevent this accident from happening anymore? Well, the town council got together, about like all politics. It's a waste of money and nothing gets done. Amen. But you know what happened? They said, well, what we'll do is we'll build a hospital at the bottom of the cliff. And if they fall over, we'll pick them in and patch them up. And then finally, one smart soul finally said, why don't we just build a fence at the top of the hill and nobody has to fall over?
May I tell you, whether we build a fence of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and the power of God, build it at the top of the hill, and we don't have to lose them. We don't have to patch them up after they fail. We can keep them going.
Lift your hands and glorify God right here. Man, I gotta hurry. There's a certain quietness that has crept over holiness people. I'm not saying this because I'm mad at you. Amen. No, sir. These brothers right here have been rebuking me every day I've been here. How about that? And I'm not saying it because I'm mad at you. I'm saying because there's a million people like me out there. And they need to know that they can come to a place. Alcoholics Anonymous ain't got it, brother. Cigarette Suckers Anonymous ain't got it. Amen. A lottery ticket, a lotto break off, it ain't got it. Amen. I don't care how many programs. 85% of all people that go to any kind, amen, a self-help organization, go right back to sin again. But I'm looking over some saints of God who have found the secret, and they know there's a power, amen, that comes from heaven. And once you taste of this heavenly gift, amen, you can keep on serving Jesus. Hallelujah. You keep on serving God. I'm saying that because we need to be ready, amen, for them when they come. We can move you with preaching. We can move you with singing. And we've been real good at it. And God's blessed us. God's blessed us. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. You might can move my feet. You might can move my hands. You can might move my body. Amen. You might can get me excited by what you say. You might get me excited by what you sing. But if it don't move my soul, if it don't move my spirit, if it don't change my life, amen, then what in the world are we accomplishing? Amen. They saw an impotent man, amen, that he had been healed, and they could say nothing against it. Amen. The world will start asking us questions again. When we break out of the mold, amen, of religion. I'm trying to hurry, Brother Preston. I know we're not religious, are we? Hallelujah, that preacher ain't telling me nothing. Oh, young whippersnapper, I'm 51, I'm past whippersnapper. Well, hallelujah, I've been sanctified for 25 years. You've been mortified for 25 years. Has anybody asked you a question? Has anybody come to you for help? After I got saved and started preaching, the old Baptist church I used to go to found out I was preaching. And they said, come over here and preach for us. I was hoping Benedict would call me and ask me to come, but he never did. Maybe a new guy. Come on now. So sure. We went over there, but you know what the worst indictment was? I went to that big town we used to live in. Amen. And I wasn't familiar with a lot of the holy churches there. He called me in his office before we had to preach. He said, now, I want to ask you one question, sonny. I said, yes. He said, why'd you leave the Baptist? He didn't let me finish that question. He went on. He said, you know, I've been to some of the holy churches around here, and there ain't a lot of difference between them and us. You know what we're running on? That experience we got a long time ago. But since that time we have sat and we've done nothing. Brother, I'm telling you, we need the Lord to move us. We need the Lord to touch us. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I just preached my Aunt Minnie's funeral. And I went back in one of those churches I used to belong to. And I listened to that singing, brother. I thought I was tuned into BBN, the Bible Broadcasting Network. Come on now. And I watched them say to God, go. Can I get an amen? ask you a question, brother, sister. And I'll just hit this while I'm at it. I don't like this changy, 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 changy stuff. And they're going, oh, yeah. Contemporary garbage. I'm going to tell you something, friend. If you hadn't got a Webster's Dictionary, let me know. I'll mail you one. Amen. You just look up the word contemporary. It means of the world. I don't think it's any plainer than that, does it? Reach up here and feel right here. You got one of these in the middle of your face. That's about what it's plain as. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, friend. We don't need the devil's powder to shoot God's guns. I mean, come on now. We don't need that. Amen. We need God's power. Amen, brother. When they walk down that aisle, lost in their sin, family on the rocks, blown all to pieces, it's going to take more than somebody singing like they got an elephant standing on their foot. It's going to take more, brother, than a contemporary song and a box guitar. It's going to take the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. The power of God to set them free. I keep opening this drawer. There must be something in here for me. Praise God. Listen. The second question to ask. I'm getting ready to try to wrap it up here. By what name? By what power? And by what name? Peter answered that question. He said, neither is there salvation in any other. Oh, hallelujah. For there is no other name among men whereby we might be saved but the name of Jesus. Whoa, hallelujah. Can you say it with me? Say, Jesus. Jesus. You know what they used to do to us? It'd make us run, brother. It'd make us shout. It'd make us cry when we thought about what He did for us. Come on now. How can you live holiness? Jesus. Amen. How can you live right? Jesus. Amen. What makes you run? Jesus. What makes you shout? Jesus. Amen. What makes you laugh? Jesus. Come on here now. You want to know the name? His name is Jesus. Healed my body, Jesus. Who brought me back from the dead, Jesus? Amen. Who redeemed my life from the hand of the enemy? Jesus. Come on here now. What name makes hell tremble? What is the word of a woman with tears running down her face? Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Now don't you worry. I'm squarely Trinitarian. I know how to count to three.
But Jesus, His name is as an ointment poured forth. His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is the Mighty God. His name is the Everlasting Father. His name is Emmanuel, God with us.
And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. It is the name when it is spoken from the sincere heart of a believer that the gates of hell literally tremble. But we have forgot that there's power in that name. Peter and John said, this impotent man, being known unto you that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this man is made whole. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to be made whole? A preacher years ago said he went to a poor town. He said he saw beggars on the street. He felt sorry for them. He said every time people would come by, the old beggar, I'm not going to do it. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to pull my pants leg up. Hallelujah. Of course, some dressers are about as short as if I did pull my pants leg up. Boy, I lost you there, didn't I? Hallelujah. Brother, we ain't no different if this gets lower and this gets lower or higher. And this gets cut off. And
Amen. We show more flesh than the people walking down the mall. We ain't no different. And we're losing the power. Come on, man. But that man began to, every time somebody, he'd pull his pants like him, showed this big ulcer on his leg. And the preacher got ready to give him some money, and his guy said, "Don't give him anything." He said, "Why not?" He said, "Because he doesn't want to get well. Because if he loses his will, he gets healed, he'll lose the reason for his begging. He don't want to get well." Amen. I want to ask something for you. Do you want to get well? Or are you just looking for a reason? I'm telling you that in the name of Jesus, I don't know what's on you. I don't know if you're bitter. I don't know if you've hurt. I don't know if somebody lied on you. But if Jesus was standing here today, you know what he'd say? Welcome to the company. Come on now. Amen, brother. We got to do it his way. And I'm telling you that in the name of Jesus, amen, you can be made whole in this building today. And I'm not just talking when I say whole. Amen. The Lord meant more by whole. He didn't say it to all people. Amen. Do you want to be healed? He said, do you want to be made whole? Amen. It not only heals you from your physical body, but your mind that doesn't understand why. Amen. You've gone through this. He'll make you whole about that. Amen. He'll make you whole about your situation. In the name of Jesus, we got an answer for the world, brother. Amen. The name of Jesus.
I got to close here. You're on your feet, and I'm trying to close here. Listen, that must mean y'all want biscuits and gravy. Amen. There was a man who laid at the pool for 38 years. And when Jesus came, he said, "Will I be made whole?" He said, "I'm waiting for the moving of the water." He said, "But every time I try to get in there, somebody else gets in front of me." I'm going to tell you something, church. I thank God for the movement. I thank God for the moving of the water, brother. I thank God for the moving. Don't you thank God for the moving of the water? But may I ask you an elementary question? What is better, the movement or the mover? Come on now. Why do we have to wait for movement when we have the mover? Come on now. It was the mover that showed up at the pool. It was the mover that made him whole. And the water never did move. Amen. You know why, brother? We've got the mover in our heart. We got the creator of the universe. Amen. Living in our heart. Amen. We don't need a movement. We need the mover.
Amen. Not too long ago, we were coming back from fire conference. Amen. Our young people had got the word that they were, some of the other young people were praying and on their buses and their vans. So Sister Kayla, that's the sister running a while ago. Amen. She said, "Sonny, can we pray?" I said, "Well, sure, you know. My land." So they got to praying. Teenagers. Nine teenagers. On that van was a 13-year-old girl named Sister Cassidy. Brother Michael and his family, Sister Shirley in our church, God helped us get a van. And they've been going out and bringing in kids from troubled homes with a lot of questions. They ain't got the privilege, young people like you got, to be raised in a holiness home. You don't know how good you got it. That man preached last night on the monster. Have you ever considered this fact? Sin made the devil all that he is. Sin took the anointed cherubim of God and made him a devil. They got to pray him, Brother Preston. A little while, some of them stopped, but some of them pressed on. And they prayed for an hour. Teenagers praying an hour. I would ask your forgiveness for any of you folks sleeping on the first floor. I know my young folks getting ready to hang their head. Amen. Somebody said, "Man, it sounded like a herd of buffalo up there." That was my young people. Please forgive them. Hallelujah.
Amen. They're jumping around on beds like 2-year-olds. Praise God. They ask for forgiveness. Amen. Poor sleepy souls. Amen. Bless you. Amen. We were riding in that van in about an hour. Amen. Sister Cassidy, one of those van kids, sitting directly behind me. And in an hour, the Holy Ghost invaded that van, brother. And 9 of them young people got to moving in the Holy Ghost and the power of God. I'm driving 65 miles an hour down the highway, and they are shouting in the van. Come on now. And brother, they're not just going. Come on now. They ain't just going. Brother, they are shouting in the van. Amen. I'm holding on to the wheel. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going 65. I feel it moving back a few inches every now and then. Amen. Come on now. And brother, they shouted for an hour and 40 minutes until we pulled in the church parking lot on a 9-hour trip. Are you hearing me? Amen. And Sister Cassidy, that van girl behind me, my wife cutting up in the seat over here. Amen. I'm trying to drive. Highway patrol going by. I'm waiting for them to say, I said, man, he comes up on this scene, he's going to wonder who I've got in this van. Come on now. He'd be looking for Happy Home Mental Health Ward. Come on now. Hallelujah. They're shouting, they're praising God. Amen. They come, I'm just going to say, designated driver. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. I'm trying to get them home. Oh, Brother Mick, we come out. Brother Ray Gillis back there. Brother Ray, lift your hand. He was preaching for us. Amen. I still had somebody in the altar. We pulled in the church about 9:30. They're still trying to end the altar service. Amen. All of a sudden, those kids. Amen. My people get looked. They had already told some of the church folks what happened. Amen. The church people can't come out and look in that van. And brother, they were still going. Amen. Some of them out there in the parking lot. Lost in the Lord. Amen. But they came piled into church. Amen. Sister Kayla came in and fell down across the threshold. Amen. When the rest of them saw the inside sanctuary, they took off and started running. We got there at 9:30. It was 11 o'clock before we left. I mean, brother, 3 hours. Amen. The Holy Ghost is moving and the power of God. Amen. That little girl goes home full of the Holy Ghost when I lost mama and wants to ask some questions. Come on. I'm here to tell you, brother. Amen. We got a job to do. I'm trying to cut this short here. Somebody want to come to piano real quick? Amen. I don't know who you want to get, Brother Preston. Somebody come on. Amen. Thank you, Sister Preston. One last question. We'll come to pray. I'll make this quick. By what power? And by what name? By what name have you done this? By what power and by what name have you done this? You who let the Lord work through you. You who let the Lord help you. But you say, I can't. Why have you done this? I'll tell you why we do it. Because He brought me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet on the solid rock and He established my goings. He pulled me out and I owe Him everything. Come on now. Don't tell me you can't make it. He bled and died for you. They slaughtered Him. Amen. That you might be saved. And you telling me we can't do it? You telling me we can't serve Him? You telling me we can't march on for Him? He brought us out. How'd it feel to be rescued? He saved me from what I was and what I could have been. And guess what, friend? There's somebody out there just like you. All right, have we got it? Have we got it? Do we have Him? Is He real? Do we know who He is? Then what have we done? Then what have we done? I'll tell you how far removed we are from the early church. We'll come and pray. Have you ever won
one person to God. Brother Preston, we are far removed. Where would I be? Where would I be if you weren't there for me? Where would my marriage be? Where would my family be if you weren't there for me? We need to be there. And we need to have what it takes. And we're not going to get it sitting there. And we're not going to get it not admitting that we don't have it. But I'm asking this morning for just a few minutes. For someone who wants to get away from the pew. Who wants to get away from the bed of languishing. Who wants to get away from coldness and deadness. And say, God, I want to be real. And I want to have what it takes. I want the power. I want the name. And I want the zeal and the desire to do it.